not sure if the microphone's working.
Now it's working.
Now we're trying, and apparently it's doing well. And
you're natural.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Testicle. 1, 2. Down, sit hot.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Take it away, Nick.
I would understand.
That's Nick, everyone. Woohoo!
Make sure you understand.
Hello, welcome to 20 Somethings Podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Amanda.
And we have a special guest today, our very first guest on the podcast. We basically forced her into this tonight because she has such good vibes and such good energy. It's Yay! Kieran!
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
You're a natural girl. Oh, my God. Off to a great start. So
already so much better than me. Good job, Kieran.
You're going to be replaced. Yeah. You're going to be replaced. So Kieran is seeing my boyfriend's friend. So, like, just we're just friends already because we have good people in our lives and we... And the minute she came in the door, I was like, gorgeous, stunning, well-dressed, smart, business woman, like full-blown. She is a woman that you want to hear from, you want to learn from, you want to know. So we're super excited to share just her energy and her aura on the podcast. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Kieran.
Okay, I will give you a little rundown about me. I was telling the girls. We got to chatting right away as I walked through the front door. And of course... Sarah has a beautiful little puppy, so yes! It wasn't hard to make conversation. So I am 22.
Okay, so she's a 20-something.
A 20-something, yes. I work for government and the Ministry of Finance, and I go to school as well, like Sarah mentioned, for business. I was born and raised in England in a little city called Birmingham, or just outside of.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've been there.
But I kind of in the countryside, so a little far outside. So I grew up like playing right by the canals and like riding horses and stuff like that. Very like small town, kind of outside in the countryside. I have an older sister and a younger brother and a dog named Bailey, who I love with my whole heart and soul. He is like my little baby. He is a red fawn colored Frenchie.
Aww.
What else could I tell you about myself?
Fellow dog mom.
Yes.
We like
We're
it.
All dog moms here. What's your drink of choice?
I knew you were going to say that. I literally was just going to say.
Soul sisters.
I have to tell you.
You're being replaced, Amanda.
Okay, so I'm.
Thank God.
I am a huge fan of sangria. Red sangria is like my shit. But I'm also a big gin girl. Like,
me
if you
too.
Come to my house, which you will be for sure. For
yes.
Drinks.
I've made new friends, guys. Yes. Amanda's getting like really stale and boring, so I need new friends.
Just shitting on Amanda this whole podcast.
I'm sorry. I love you. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I've had
So, yeah, I love gin and tonics. Also, but I would say red sangrias are like my shit. Actually tonight I brought these, I don't know what they're called.
They're like, they're like a spritz, like a wine spritzer.
Yeah. It's kind of like an Aperol spritz, but they're delicious. I literally just picked them up cause the can was cute. Yes.
That is a cute can.
And that is the power of graphic design, people.
Yes.
I literally just pick up alcohol all the time cause I like the designs. So what is, final question, what is your ideal dream job? Like, where do you see yourself in 2-3 years?
Okay, this one is kind of hard. So I work for government and I love it, but I'm in school, in business and with the hopes of finishing my bachelor's degree with an HR major.
Oh, okay.
Like big, like I want to run the show, kind of manage the shit.
I get
charge.
That energy from you. I get that energy from you.
So to me, like anything that allowed me to do that, whether it was still in government. I obviously love living in Victoria, so that would be a dream, but just something where I can go to work and make a difference. There's a couple of jobs that I've looked into in government specifically that coach and train new people coming into government. And I'd like love to be like a big older sister, like I'll take you under my wing type vibe. So something like that where I was like working with people and coaching and like managing people, I think would suit me really well.
That's beautiful. Honestly. Yeah.
We're like, it's so funny. Amanda works for the military. I work for basically tourism, like Victoria Tourism, because I work for a national historic site here, which is like one of the biggest tourist destinations in Victoria. And then you work for government. So it's kind of like we're like girl powering up this bitch, like all three of us.
So true. Powerhouse over here.
Yeah, like we are in charge of the fate of Victoria, people.
Yeah. So. The safety. Thank you very much.
That sounds a little scary. Yeah. I know.
She's like, Amanda's the safety. I'm the entertainment. And you're the organization.
Or maybe business. Structure. The business.
Yeah. So. Wow. I'm so inspired. Okay. So today we're going, it's so funny. Amanda and I were planning on talking about friendship fights and breakups today. And then when we were chatting with Kieran, she was like, oh my God, I'm going through some drama right now with my friend. And we're like, it's perfect. It's kismet. It's fate. So we are going to stick with that topic, but we're just going to get an added addition from Kieran. So I don't even know where to start. How should we start with like just talking about this in general or start with your specific story? Because Kieran wanted to share like a little anecdote and then we're going to try to give her advice, I think.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Whatever, so you're comfortable with, Kieran.
Yeah, I can get into it. Okay, so...
Take it away.
I'll give you kind of a rundown. I'll use
aliases.
A little fake name. let's just call my friend
Tiffany.
I wanted to say Jolene. Sure. I don't know. Jolene. I don't know why. I've been listening to a lot of Dolly Parton lately, okay. So that seems like the vibe.
JoJo.
We're call her Jo, okay? Mm-hmm. So Jo, she's a 20-something also. a little older than I am, but we've been friends for a really long time, like probably, oh my gosh, maybe like 6 years or something.
Okay.
And so I'll kind of explain to you guys, my friend group mostly is like, I grew up in Victoria. So like a lot of my friends, my girlfriends that I'm really close with are like high school friends. Mm-hmm. And there's like a main group of us and we're like attached at the hip, like they're like my sisters pretty much. We fight like sisters too, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But so this other friend, Jo, is not really like part of that. Like she's older and she's just like a separate friend. And but she's never like, she's not really part of my other
core
friends.
Group,
like
yeah.
She's never really wanted to like mingle with any of my other friends. Like she's just kind of like, we have our own little friendship outside. But
yeah.
She knows a lot about my life because it's kind of nice sometimes to have that like removed opinion.
Yeah.
So like... Since she's a little bit older, too, me and my sister aren't super close. So I would think of her as, like, an older sister type vibe. So, Jo, we really only got, like, super, super close kind of, I would say, in the last year or so. We were always friends, but, like, we would never really hang out all that much. And, like, sometimes we'd go, like, months in between without, like, seeing each other and stuff like that. But she has a dog, so we started hanging out more because of, like, dog walking and dog mom things, mm-hmm. right? So that was kind of the vibe there. And, yeah, it's kind of, like, gotten a little, like, downhill. I almost feel like maybe the vibe that we had of friendship before where we were seeing each other a little less often and a little, like, less involved in each other's, like, day-to-day lives was better because it was, like, less dramatic and, like, I don't know if I'm making sense there, but
are you guys like overly involved in each other's lives now, you think?
At one point I feel like she'll call me up and ask me what I'm doing almost every single day kind of thing, and that's totally fine. I have no problem with that. But like a girl is busy sometimes. Like I work a full-time job.
It's possible for boys to be too needy and for girls to be too needy. Like, people need their boundaries. They need their space.
Yes. And I'm, like, a little bit of a pushover sometimes when it comes to that. So I'm like, oh, my God, yeah, of course I'll fit you in. You're having a mental breakdown. Let me come to you right now. Mm. What do you need? Because I'm just such a, like, people pleaser. Like, I want every one of my friends to be like very happy and like I just want to be there for you. And if there's a problem I can fix, I'm like, I'm right there. So this friend of mine, like for a little while, was like coming to me and would tell me that like she felt kind of like insecure about like whether it was like body issues or like with guys she was seeing or whatever. Like, of course, like I would be her like
confidant.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like coming to me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like a girly girl. Like I love hair and makeup. I always have clothes, like you name it. I'm like, yes. So she came to me and she was like, hey, Kier, I really want to start like dressing up a little bit more. Like I feel like my closet is just all so blah. And so we did just that. We like go shopping and she's already feeling so much more confident. I teach her how to curl her hair. She didn't know how to curl her hair.
You're such a good friend.
Teach her how to curl her hair.
Can we teach Amanda? Just kidding.
Oh my God. Your hair is beautiful, Amanda.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Amanda is like, I wouldn't say tomboy, but like natural beauty queen.
So that is my friend Joe, or used to be, except like more.
Oh, I'm Joe.
More on the athletic side, like if that makes sense. But like. Yeah, like you wouldn't really catch her wearing like a dress or and no, yeah. no dress, no, not a dress. So,
but we want to have diversity, right? Like you, yeah, we even if do you don't curl your hair every day, you want to know how to do it.
So true. Exactly. So true. Right. So anyway, so then she started like feeling a lot better about herself and like being more put together. We started hanging out a lot more. We had a lot more in common than we used to, because she was like into more of these types of things, and that was great. Except it kind of like took a bit of a turn, because some of those like vices, I guess, I don't want to say like I like equipped her with, but like kind of got to her head. So it was like, okay, I would say I would wear an outfit that she didn't like and she would be like, oh my God, that is literally the ugliest top I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'd be like, oh, okay, I really like this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just, like, little comments here or there about, like, that kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm all about, like, a little,
when did
like,
the student become the master?
Yes. And I'm all about a little, like, tell me if there's something in my teeth. Like, tell me if my hair looks bad. Like, tell me. But if I feel really good in my outfit and you're shitting on my entire outfit, girl.
That's just mean.
It's rude, right? Yeah. And so it was, like, one thing after the other after yet the other. And this biggest thing that happened this week was she came over the other night and one of her guy friends must have seen a picture that she had posted of me and said, oh my God, who's your friend? Except she's into this guy.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh. And so she replied to him and she was like, oh, that's my friend Kieran. But she doesn't look anything like her Instagram pictures. She looks really fake and edited in her Instagram picture. She looks nothing like that in real life.
Cut her out. Yeah. She's dead. Like,
this is not she's a dead. Friend.
Yeah, and Joe, I was like, and she told me, and she told me that she said this. And that was the biggest thing. It's one thing to do that, like, behind someone's back and then be, like, sneaky or whatever about it and, like, tell a guy that, too. Which, not that I gave a shit about this random guy. Of course I didn't. No. But she clearly did, right? My biggest thing about the whole situation, though, is, like, if anyone came to me and was like, oh, my God, your friend, I'm, like, your hype man, okay? Yeah, I'm going, I'm like, yes, this is my gorgeous goddess of a friend. Like, I love her. Let me tell you this and this and this and this and this about her. And I'll literally talk you up.
That's
all my girlfriends. I'm, like, I'm in love with them all. Like, I'm obsessed with all of my friends. So the fact that, and then she told me that, too, and I was like, okay. Well, I don't know. I'm like, also, Instagram's a highlight reel, babe. Like, yeah. I'm not posting my most ugliest, raw, I'm sick in my bed, like, hair in a bun moments. Like, I'm posting my, like, I have good lighting, and I did my hair, and, like, put on a cute fit pic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It sounds like she's just, like, very insecure, and we pray for her for that. Like, I don't think she's a horrible person. Obviously, she has good qualities for you to be friends with her for like 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. I just think you guys are in different phases of your identity as women. And like once you get to a point, and Amanda's helped me learn this because Amanda's just like such a secure femme in the world. Amanda doesn't ever feel the need to bring anyone down or hype anyone up. Amanda's just like, you are perfect as you are. And she just gives off that energy like right from the get-go. Because sometimes if you hype someone up too much, it almost feels like fake, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, but Amanda's just like, you can speak to this, but I feel like that's just taken years of like practice, self-love, patience, acceptance, compassion. So what is your advice? What's your advice for Kieran in this friendship debacle?
First off, thank you for that, Sarah. I think Sarah might have felt bad for a second for...
I know, I've been horrible. I've been bullying her.
So she's like, how do I make up for this? And you beyond made up for it. Thank you.
I meant every word, Amanda.
That was really sweet. And Kieran, thank you for sharing that story. That was really, really interesting. First off, you sound like such a good friend. Please be mine and Sarah's friend. My gosh.
No, it's official.
Yeah, I love that. And I agree. Like, that's what friendship should be. Ooh, what you spoke about with your other friends, like ride or die. Mm-hmm. If you don't love everything about them, why are you hanging out with them? Mm-hmm. So I'm just really curious about this friend. Maybe not a friend anymore, or Joe, but... Either they're obsessed with you.
I was going to say maybe they are just obsessed with you.
Kind of like in the movie or show You, who's also Joe. The name is fitting.
I didn't think about that. That's like, a really good point.
An obsession and in love, I mean, something like
they
this.
They want to dress like you. Mm-hmm. They
And they're dragging you down. Maybe they just like want to be you.
Like when I talk about hanging out with my other friends, she'll be like, oh, okay. But doesn't want to meet any of my other
friends. Literally meet with Amanda all the time. Amanda's like, I'm with my mom tonight. I'm like, bitch. Like, I'm going to piggyback off of your story because it's like a similar vibe-ish. So I was
I didn't give any advice. But,
oh, okay. Give your advice.
Hold on. I'm not at my advice yet. Did I just ask a question?
You just said I want to know more about Joe. You didn't
just being obsessed.
Yeah, what's your advice? Should she have compassion or should she cut her off? By compassion, I mean like forgiveness.
No, that's a really, really good question. And... it's so hard. In the end, it's like, does this friend bring you more joy or
stress?
Yeah, recently, stress.
Like, and that's the thing is before I would have said for sure. Yeah. But recently, because it's just been like one thing after the other, I'm like, oh, girl, babe, I've got like great friends.
Yeah.
Why would I keep you around?
Ooh.
I want two amazing good friends versus 100 shitty half cut, you know, like. No. I'm like a quality over quantity type girl.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way to be, for sure. I so get that. For me, I haven't actually even had too many friend breakups because I'm so, like, I don't want drama. I try to be kind. Lovable. No.
Beautiful. Perfect.
But there's definitely... Sarah is way too good to me.
I'm just drunk, guys.
Yeah. But it's interesting what you said because you're like, I want 100%. So now I'm like, ooh, like maybe I'm just not 100% kind of person. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just that I dislike drama so much and I avoid it so much that I'd almost rather like politely ghost someone than be like, you know what? You're toxic to me. Right. To me, like, but I respect people who do that. But again, yeah, the reason I haven't really had friend breakups is just because I'm like, maybe I'm a wimp too.
She's a ghost.
You might change your mind because I might not have told you guys the full story. Okay, so I've been thinking like over maybe like the last week or so because her comment that she made happened last week. And so I was like talking to some of my girlfriends about it, just like looking for their advice. And I decided to call her this afternoon. So I called her.
Whoa.
We were supposed to hang out tomorrow. And I just like, I didn't want to hang out with her. Ooh. So I called her and I was like, hey, do you have a second to chat? Kept it really casual. I was like, honestly, this is really hard for me to say because I don't like confrontation and I don't want drama. But I really would like to let you know that you hurt my feelings so bad with the comments that you were making the other day and explain the whole situation like I did to you guys. And she didn't get it. Mm-hmm. And she kind of gaslighted me a little bit. And then in the end, I felt like I was apologizing for bringing up to her that she made me feel uncomfortable. And I'm all one for like, you know, sometimes you accidentally say things that you don't think is coming across as mean or whatever. You know, it happens sometimes. But if someone's coming to me and they're telling me that they're upset by how I treated them or talked to them or whatever, you best believe I am apologizing. Because mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how you meant something. It matters how that person felt when they received it. So that's my biggest thing. And that's why I'm kind of feeling like Joe is getting the cut.
Wow. Okay, I'm jumping in here. It's my turn.
Joe earned the cut.
So. First of all, let me just say, Amanda, love you, girl.
Stop.
Kieran, that was like really mature and really well put. Now, let me drop some truth bombs on the universe. Why do we treat friendships with such different standards than we treat relationships? Like, if your man is treating you somewhat badly, every girl in your life is going to be like, cut him out, break up with him, teach him a lesson, blah, blah, blah. He needs to mature. He needs to grow. But when it comes to girlfriends, it's like, but they're your bitch. They're your ride or die. Like, la, la, la. Like, if they're being toxic, if they're bringing you down, if they're making you feel small, these are all similar symptoms, so to speak, that we experience in negative romantic relationships. So why are we, like, so hesitant to cut off friendships? It feels almost more horrible than, like, cutting off a guy or cutting off a romantic relationship. Because I do think female friendships are so treasured and precious and important. But, like, women can be awful to each other. I think so much of it actually comes from jealousy. And I think we're going to do another podcast. You can join us for it if you want, Kieran, on jealousy, because we actually had a listener request to talk about that. But I think a lot of it is also just like insecure people try to bring other people down, like hurt people, hurt people. It's all those cliches that we've heard a million times over again. But it's true. Like, Joe is clearly probably potentially like a little jealous of you and probably a little protective of your friendship, and probably feels like she compares herself to you all the time. So she probably gets frustrated. Like, I have had friends so many times who've been like, I hate going out with you. Because guys just stare at you all night. They don't even pay attention to me. You know, like, girls say shit like that to you. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I don't get mad about it, but it's one of those awkward things where you're like, oh, like, you know, I'm just existing. Like, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, but like, girls compare each other naturally, and then men compare women to women. So it's just this like toxic cycle. But I do think, you know, your feelings are your feelings, your standards are your standards, your morals are your morals, and like, girl or boy, romantic friendship, whatever it is, if someone is like making you feel bad, making you feel disrespected, you have every right to cut them out of your life. And just because you've been friends for like 5, 10, 15 years doesn't give anybody the right to treat you badly. And sometimes people just need space. Like, maybe you and this girl just need 1 or 2 years apart to kind of grow. Like, that's happened with me. Like, I've reconnected with friends after, like, 5, 10 years of just, like, going in separate paths. And you find you either have, like, a lot more in common or you have absolutely nothing in common anymore. And it's completely normal for people to diverge for a little bit and then come back together.
I think that, like, a big part of this whole situation with me and this girl, Jo, is that she doesn't have all that many girlfriends either. And, right. like, I do. Like, I make girlfriends left, right, and center because I just love people and, like, love hanging out with people and, like, meeting new people. It's, like, one of my favorite things. But, like, I also have, like, a decently big friend group from high school, and we're all still super, super close, and there's so much history. And I definitely do see, like, the jealousy vibe there. So I think that...
Like, she's just, sorry, but okay. I think I know what you're trying to say. She's like a section of your life and your friend group. Mm-hmm. You're her whole life, yes, you know, you're her whole friend group. And that's like a lot of pressure for not only you, but a lot of pressure for her, because if she loses this friendship, she's fucked.
Yeah.
But that's not your responsibility. Yeah. And so now she's probably like trying to manipulate things and trying to like, she's like digging her own grave essentially. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But you, that's on her. That's not on you.
You know, like, the exact vibe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm surrounded by toxicity, you know. So I breed it. Like, Amanda has been, like, best friends with the same people since you were, like, in grade 9.
Well, kind of like Kieran. But same
that's,
thing.
That's
I have
like a
like
testament
my...
to you and your friends.
To both of us. Yeah. Like Kieran and I. Sorry, Sarah.
No, no. You guys are so lucky. Like, yeah. I hated everyone. No, guys, if you're listening, I love you. Subscribe. But no, I have one friend, Hannah Pocatello. I fucking love you. I have like one friend from high school that I still like talk to, travel with, actually hang out with. Everybody else is like, hey, oh my God, you're pregnant. Yay. You know, like random things. But I have had so many friendship breakups. Three that I can like specifically think of that were just as dramatic, just as heartbreaking as like a romantic breakup. And the one I will tell today is from first year of university on our dorm. Her name, I won't say her name.
Tiffany.
Sure, Tiffany. That doesn't match her. That doesn't match her. She'll be Gertrude. Gertrude. She was like, I have like a thing for the underdog, okay? And I like to like, if I see someone's a bit lonely, a bit homesick, a bit lost, I like love to put them under my wing because I have been that girl who's like traveling on my own, like just would be desperate for one person to spend the night with. So I like am so often like picking up stragglers on the street like, hey, are you looking for a good bar? Like, actually, I'm going there now. Do you want to grab a drink? Like, I'm going to get myself killed one day. But like, I'm just trying to make sure everyone has like everyone feels acknowledged because I've been that lonely person who is just desperate for like one person to grab a drink with. Anyway, so I kind of got this sense from her. She was a bit shy. She's a bit awkward, but she was like a cute, well-dressed girl. This was, we were probably like 19, 18. So it was Frosh Week. So I went up to her and I said like, hey, I really love your outfit. And then like from then on, we were like buds, I guess. That's all it takes to be friends with a girl, eh?
Yeah.
And then I was like best friends with Miranda and Elise, who are still like my ride or dies. But we kind of included Gertrude into our friend group and we'd like go out and party together and stuff. But Gertrude was always slightly on the peripheral and like no one can really explain why. It's just like the dynamic of the friendship. So Gertrude was a virgin and I was a virgin at the time, like no judgment. But Gertrude was like fully going psycho over this guy that she was like in love with. And she started having sex with him, which is fine. But like, so she was like in love with him, but he was fully coming over to our dorm at like 2 a.m. type thing and then leaving. Oh. So she'd come over at like 3 a.m. to my bedroom and start crying in my bed. And I'd welcome her into my fucking bed, like rub her back, like get her noodles, whatever the hell. Cause I felt bad for her. Like I was like, this poor girl just got used. And like in my mind, I was like this little feminist. I'm like, this girl has been used and abused and needs to be comforted. But then the next fucking night, she'd like bring the guy over again and the same thing would happen. And she'd keep asking me for advice. And I keep giving her advice like, he does not like you. You are a booty call. I mean, of course I wouldn't say it like that, but like, and she'd just be like, yeah, you're right. But then the next night, the same thing would happen. So, of course, like any human being, I started to lose tolerance for this girl. I was like, she knows what's happening and she's just like turning a blind eye. So I just like literally started distance. It's kind of same as you, like just kind of distanced myself a bit, like just kind of started to lose like a bit of, I don't want to say respect for her because I know being like 18 is so hard, but like I just couldn't relate to her. And I was being like, I was trying to do the silent ghost thing that Amanda was talking about, but we lived on the same dorm, so it was weird.
Oh my God. You got this, Sarah.
Oh my God.
You're a queen. You got this.
What is going on? Oh, also, guys, I had bird flu last week. It wasn't bird. Don't worry, girl. I'm fine.
Yeah.
We, like, shared a drink tonight. No, I'm recovered. I've done my antibiotics and everything. No, it wasn't bird flu. It was strep throat, but I thought it was bird flu because Darla ate a dead bird. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh, yes. Okay.
Friend breakups.
So, anyway, she, one night, I'm like, she like comes over. She's like, and she was like, she'd always have lipstick on her teeth. Like, there's just certain things. No. There were certain things.
She really sounds like a Gertrude. Ick, hey?
She gave me the ick. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was what it was. She gave me, like, we were like hot and heavy. And that's the same thing as this other girl that I was telling you about from Ireland. Like, we were hot and heavy for months, like, did everything together, went everywhere together. And then all of a sudden, they did like one thing. And I just was like, you're not who I thought you were. I can never see you again. And she, like, knocked on my door. This was probably, like, 10 p.m. And she's like, we need to talk. And I'm like, okay. So she, like, sat on my bed. And she's just like, what's going on between us? Like, I want to be best friends again type thing. And I was just, like, very straight up. Like, I just don't really think we're, like, good for each other. Like, I think we kind of annoy each other. And I think we're just, like... like, I just don't really think this friendship's working. And, like, that's basically what you would say to a partner if it wasn't working out. But it was just the truth. Like, I was like, look, I know I annoy you just as much as you annoy me. Like, I see you rolling your eyes when I'm talking. Like, I see you, like, I irritate you. And, like, there's no point in forcing a friendship to happen type thing. And she was like, you fucking bitch. Like, rah, rah. She, like, stormed out of my room screaming at me. All the people opened the dorm rooms and, like, were looking out into the hallway. And she's like, this is how you want to end our friendship? Like, fuck, fine, whatever, rah. And, like, ran down the hallway and we never spoke again. Like, but we would, like, find each other at mutual parties and stuff. And it was just so awkward. But that's just one example of, like, I have a recurring issue with people where I don't know them that well and they don't know me very well. And we, like, get hot and heavy in terms of, like, spending every second of every day together and being like, we're going to be best friends forever. And then you actually kind of start to learn that person's flaws. It's the same thing as a romantic relationship. And you become disenchanted and you become disillusioned and you're like, whoa, okay, like, I don't know if this is actually what I want. And we were young and we were stupid, so it blew up. But that was the most dramatic friendship breakup I've ever had. But I've had some pretty bad texts from friends, like, ripping apart my entire character. And then you, like, don't talk for a year. And then they text you back, like, hey, sorry, I was in a bad place. I'm like, okay. Like,
it is really hard. I definitely, like, in high school, I feel like, a little bit more, like, with being in a big girl group, of course, your drama gets carried along, right? People pick sides and stuff like that. So, like, even with, like, my girlfriends and stuff, we would have our moments where it was like, okay, I'm not talking to you for a week because you pissed off, like, my other friend or whatever it is, and then you get over it. Or, you know, like, we've all had our moments, I think. But, like, my favorite thing about my friend group now is that, like, we laugh about that kind of stuff. And really, like, it's not, I think the best part about, like, being in your 20s and, like, growing up a little bit too is, like, we all kind of have our own lives. We're not, like, up each other's assholes like we used to be. It's, like, it's a bit more, like, the space in between there is really good. You know, like, I've had girlfriends that have, like, moved away for a little bit and then come back or whatever. And that's always, it seems to be, like, good and, like, healthy too. So, yeah, but friendships are hard, and you're right, it is. It's like a guy sometimes. Like, it's almost as bad. Like, I remember times in high school where I would, like, not be talking to, like, some of my girlfriends, and I would see them in the hallways and stuff and, like, go and cry later because I'm like, oh my god, I actually miss her, but she really hurt me and we haven't gotten past this, like, moment. But, yeah.
So true. Amanda, Amanda's the oldest of the 20-somethings here, but our ages are going to forever be a mystery, just so you know, Kieran. That's, like, part of our shtick. But Amanda is actually, I want to hear your opinion on, like, what it's like in your late 20-somethings when certain female friends start to have babies or get married and then others don't. And then there seems to be this, like, weird shift in priorities. Like, what is that like? Because I know you have a few friends who have had babies, and I'm just curious if that's affected your friendship.
That's a really good question. Honestly, I think that's just, like, the ultimate test. Agreed, friendships are hard, but they're also so beautiful and, like, one of the most amazing things in this life. And I think life would just be so sad without them. So, yeah, when your friends that you love so much are in a different stage of life, then you're just that much better of a friend where you're like, okay, you know what? You have a baby, but I'm still going to be here for you, even though I don't want to do baby things, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. They're into baby things, but because you don't have one, they're like, okay, like, I'm going to find a sitter and, like, make time for you. So, yeah, that's just really it. I think friendships for sure can be affected when people are in different stages of life, but that's just the ultimate test if you're true friends or not. True. And also, life is so short, so agreed. If a friendship, you're dreading it seeing that person or something like that, don't waste your time doing that. But at the same time, I do think a lot of people in their 20-somethings, and we all know it ourselves, we're too sensitive these days. So if you have a fight with a friend, you really have to think, like, okay, is this person toxic? Or was that just a fight, and can we get past it? And then I think if people time after time are finding after one fight they cut that friend off, then actually you're the toxic one. If every time you have a fight, you cut everyone out of your life, then you're not going to have anyone left. And again, what's the point of that?
And people go through shit. Like, you know, I don't know Joe, but Joe is maybe going through a really weird, awkward, hard time right now. So there is definitely something to be said about giving people patience and compassion and grace. But there's also something to be said about, you know, looking after yourself and looking after your mental health. And I think it just, you need to just check in with yourself. Like, where is my tolerance at? Where is my capacity to give patience at? Like, you know, and there's nothing wrong with just saying, I think I could just use some space. And you don't even have to say space from you. You can just be like, I just need some space from everyone, from, and I'm just like, maybe I won't be in contact for a few weeks, but like, that doesn't mean our friendship's over. And just take a breather. I think it's just one of those things. Trust your gut. Like, if you are truly like dreading even seeing this person, answering texts from this person, that's probably a bad sign. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, just use your discernment and trust your heart and trust your mind whether someone's worth fighting for or whether someone needs to be let go. And you probably know the answer to that deep down.
Love that. Thanks, Sarah.
I really feel like I'm part of a therapy session right now, and right? I'm loving it, first of all. I think I, like, you guys are making me feel so much better. Like, I feel like my feelings are validated, and you both had really great advice, and so maybe I should think about it a little bit further, but I think that given, like, the time and the nature of, like, our friendship, a conversation to be had to explain properly is probably, I think, what I'm gonna do. And then some space,
yeah,
is a good vibe for sure.
And that I think, makes sense. Yeah.
Space is everything. Like, so honestly, space is underrated. And just don't send her this podcast.
She won't be listening. No. Yeah,
which is the one piece of my advice. And also, sometimes, like, let bygones be bygones. Like, I got in a huge fight with this one of my friends in Ireland. And I heard from her again like a year later in the midst of COVID, when everybody was humbled and everybody actually was like brought back down to earth and knew what their priorities are. And I heard from her again, and she apologized and I apologized. And it was one of those things where I was tempted, like Amanda was saying, to be like, well, you like, are, you know, you hurt me and like, I'll never forget that. And like, you were bad. You know, it's like we live in this world of social media quotes where it's like, if someone doesn't serve you, let them go. Mm-hmm. But I was like, look, it's literally more energy to like punish this girl than to forgive her. And like, I was a fucking idiot too. Like, let's just, you know, it doesn't mean that we're going to be best friends, because there is a certain amount of trust that's broken. Like, someone like Amanda is literally my flesh and blood, like my sister, my daughter, my mother, my everyone, my everything. But that has taken, her and I have been friends for like 10 years, right? So you can get there with someone, but sometimes friendships last for a season and sometimes they last for a lifetime. And just like, be okay with that. You know, it doesn't have to be, not every person's going to be your ride or die. But overall, I say forgiveness is the bestest.
I just thought of one more thing too, to kind of add, is that I think that there's another piece too of like self-recognition and like, or that's the wrong word that I'm looking for. Self-reflection, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's the right word. Of like, maybe she doesn't even know how shitty she was being.
She probably doesn't.
You know, like, and I think too, like, I mean, maybe this is getting a little too deep now, but like, mental health, especially during COVID, has been like a huge thing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And like, women, like we were talking about, and like insecurities and like jealousy and all these things are so deep rooted that maybe she doesn't even know like how what she said could be like it. I'm not trying to like excuse the behavior, because it's not something that I tolerate at all. And mm-hmm. I'm not. But just like, sometimes, again, that like compassion, like forgiveness piece is like making someone really understand why you're upset with them, and then having them reflect on it and think about it. And that's why I think the space thing is a big thing too, because maybe I'll give her some space and she'll realize, and you'll be like, you know what, Kira's a really good friend to me, and I let her go because I wasn't respectful to her and I really hurt her feelings, and she'll have time to reflect on that, right? And hopefully grow from that. But I don't know, if I think if I just like storm in there and I'm like, you're a big bitch and you're this and you're that, and like, you know, go and like go the character route and like rip her apart, which is not me at all. I wouldn't do that. But like, that's what she'll remember, as opposed to like, let me just explain to you, this is why I'm upset. You reflect on it. I hope you can understand and grow. And that, like, that's that, you know?
There's always hope. Yeah. Don't give up on this friendship, Kieran. But agreed, if it's bad, say really goodbye. Would,
like, cut her up.
We hate her.
But look, we've been
but
reformed.
Now we're like, Joe, you still got a chance.
Well, hey, you know.
Don't let Kieran down.
I have a soft spot for women. Like, if this was a man, we were talking about guys. Like, I am a self-proclaimed, like, man-hater, I swear. Like, I hate men. Like, I'm sorry, I do. Like, unless you're my father or my, and even my boyfriend, I hate him sometimes. But, like, I.
Unless you're Mango.
Yeah, Mango or Tucker or Steve or Nick or Nathan. Those are my brothers. But basically, wait, what was I trying to say? Oh, yeah. Okay. If this was a man, I'd be like, fuck him. Fuck everything about him. But because it's a girl, I'm a little bit like,
let's show her compassion.
But like, I really try to give people benefit of the doubt. Like, most people I do think are good hearted. It's just people have been through certain traumas, certain difficulties, and it like clouds the way they interact with their future friend or their future partner. And so much of it is just dissecting and learning about each other, and then you'll be like, oh, I didn't know that, like, that's how you felt about that, like, shit, my God. And communication is key, but also I think if you have enough self-respect and you can let your ego down and you can just be like it takes a rare type of person to sit and listen to you. Like, if someone sat and listened to me and complained about my behavior, I would really try my best not to lash out. But that takes like a very mature person to just sit and listen and be like, I really apologize for how I hurt you and I will not do it again. And I've heard what you said. And that's like often all it takes. But that takes like a wicked level of maturity that most people are not at. Mm-hmm. So like, so much of compassion is just being like, I hope you grow. I hope you heal. I hope you learn. I hope you find what you're looking for. And that takes a lot of giving, because you have to give people patience. You have to give people time. But, like, if you feel secure. Ah!
it's the guys.
The boys are home and they just knocked on the door. I literally just felt my stomach fall through my vagina.
He'll know how to come in the other way. So it was a warning.
Anyway.
It was a warning.
Anyway, I guess we can wrap it now. That was really good. Kieran, you are fucking amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
We loved
us.
Having you.
Thank you guys for having me. This was great.
Now you can go home and be like, Bailey, I was on a podcast today.
Bailey's my dog and I'm absolutely going to be telling him that his mom's famous now.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not every day you get to do a podcast.
No.
And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you are able to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at 20.somethings.podcast. And you can follow Kieran. What's your Instagram, Kieran?
Oh,
you want
to get them my Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Kieran.Tiwana. So it's KIRAN.TIWANA.
Yes. And her Instagram feed is fire. So be sure to follow her. And we will be back next week with another topic. If you have any topics you'd like us to talk about, then just DM me or DM the Instagram and we will hit you up. So thank you. We love you. We hope you're staying safe and healthy. And that's about it. Goodbye.